stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Whose report shall you believe? I believe in the report of the Lord. His report says I am healed. His report says I am free. His report shouts victory. I believe in the report of the Lord. How about you, my friends?
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Praise the Lord, and thank you, Sister Sharon. And folks, you should know that Sharon and I believe in the report of the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up the end days truth, the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 and 29. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you, amen, just as you hear so many times on this program. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support, just like a true spiritual church needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. It's up to you, my listeners, as this program is listener-supported. That is the only way it can stay on the air. You may think your giving, no matter how small, to support one program is pointless, but I assure you it is not. Your giving makes a difference, and it helps that one program to stay on the air when it combines with others' giving. Hallelujah, amen. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from, of course, the original King James Version. Not the new King James, the original King James Version. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Watchman comment. In this verse, the word end means perfectly, completely, and that's exactly what you would suspect Yahweh's end days in his holy plan would be, perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So, my dear friends, gird up the loins of your minds. The word loins means a place where the Hebrews thought the generative power resided, and in this verse, it is applied to the mind. The mind in which thoughts, perceptives, feelings, wills, etc., resides, the intellect in its normal state. To be of one mind is to have the same opinion or desire. On the other hand, to be of two minds is to be undecided. Being of one mind is found in Romans chapter 12, verse 16. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Being of two minds is found in James chapter 1, verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, my dear friends, gird up the loins of your minds tonight and be stable in all your ways. Not like a double-minded man, but a single-minded man who fits perfectly and completely in with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's prepare our minds tonight on this True Truth program for the spiritual trials of the end days, so as not to be defeated, but instead to be encouraged and to show courage as we proclaim, "Come soon, Lord Jesus." Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:5.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For the time of change that I have spoken to you about has now come and is being increased, saith the Lord. The changes that are coming from the elements are a warning to the peoples of the earth. that the last days, the end times, are close at hand. For I say to you that the drought has continued even through the winter months. You will see continued drought, a continued heat, that will cause stress upon the land, says the Lord. And the winds that did not cease in the winter will come again in the form of hurricanes. And these hurricanes will come upon the sickness of the land. Turn, turn from your sin, that these things might not affect you. Turn to me. Turn away from the world and the things of the world. Turn to me, saith the Lord.
Unto my people I say unto you, seek not to rescue yourself, but allow me, your Lord, to rescue you. Be not deceived as the world is deceived, and seeks out her own refuge. But seek me, saith God, that I might be your provider, that I might be your protector, that I might be your substance. For I already have provided for you. Only seek me to receive, saith your Lord.
Now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My, on this program, you get the true truth, right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Numbers chapter 11, verse 25. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. Watchman comment, my, wow. Would I like a mighty portion of that myself? Wouldn't you, my friends? Eldad and Medad, verse 26, seemed to get a special portion, and that disturbed a young man, who then ran to Moses and asked, Eldad and Medad, do prophesy in the camp. Then in verse 28 it says, And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My lord Moses forbid them. Numbers chapter 11, verse 29, And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. So, my dear listening friends, even Moses thought that all should be prophets, and that it would be good if the Lord put his Spirit upon all of those that were in his camp. And so it should be today. All should desire the Spirit of the Lord and the prophetic gift of prophecy. But you see, my friends, back then, just like today, envy is in the hearts of those who would forbid prophecy. Why, you might ask? That's easy, because the envier cannot prophesy. So be careful, my friends, for envy is a form of rebellion. And the Bible says this about rebellion, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And not only that, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23 continues and says, And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And my friends, I can assure you that you do not want to join those rebellious clubs that I just mentioned. No, no, no. The last day signs are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day is Christ is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. J.S. from P.A. in the Spirit of the Lord sent a wow walk-on-water love gift, and I bless her for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without that love offering, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that's the truth. Amen. Father, bless J.S., who made your program possible tonight. You know who it is, Lord, and she also helped make up the debt to pay for radio programs in August that weren't paid for. Please, Lord, bless her abundantly. Hallelujah, amen. And also bless all the listeners tonight as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Chinese pharmaceutical manufacturers caught using gutter oil to make antibiotics. For the uninformed, which included me before I came across this story, gutter oil is essentially repossessed kitchen waste dredged from restaurant drains. Chinese authorities are responding to reports that drug makers may have used it to manufacture antibiotics instead of the more expensive and more likely much cleaner soybean oil. A year ago, meanwhile, Chinese police arrested 32 people in connection with an operation to prevent the sale of gutter oil as cooking oil. In that case, more than 100 tons of oil was produced by 6 underground factories. Authorities seized a massive amount in raids that stretched across 14 Chinese provinces. And in 2008, at least 6 infants died after a staggering 300,000 more were made ill after drinking baby formula that had been tainted with the chemical melamine. Watchman comment. Is this yuck here in the USA? I do not know. But if I were you, I would start checking labels for the phrase made in China before buying anything. I know a lot of you already do that for material things, but now you better start checking your drugs and everything else too. Cooking oil, whatever. Continuing. FBI installation of 100 billion face recognition systems across the USA. Birthmarks, so what? The FBI has officially started rolling out a state-of-the-art face recognition project that will assist in their effort to accumulate and archive information about each and every American at a cost of $1 billion. The NGI program office mission is to reduce terrorist and criminal activities by improving and expanding biometric identification and criminal history informative services. Watchman comment. 666 is now closer thanks to this new technology that makes fingerprint tracking seem like kid stuff. The full rollout of the program has already begun, by the way, and the FBI expects its intelligence infrastructure to be in place across the United States by 2014. My, the last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. Continuing. Some new police state news. Man investigated for buying ammunition. In America, you are supposed to have the right to go about your business without government looking into your every action. These days, more and more Americans are finding themselves subject to investigation by law enforcement agencies for actions that in no way resemble any sort of crime. Some are even being locked up for speaking out. Just speaking out. Brian Luftus, a commercial fisherman and oath keeper, went to a local gun store to purchase a few boxes of ammunition for the range. Later that evening, he got a phone call from the state police. They wanted to talk to him because of his large purchase amount of ammunition. Watchman comment, I understand that large purchase was only 2 or 3 boxes of some kind of pistol ammunition. Continuing. Luftus told the state police that he had no criminal record and had no reason to be suspected of anything. The police responded by telling him that they knew his record was clean because they had already pulled it and checked him out prior to the call. Watchman comment, where does it stop? Are you and I next? They had already checked him out. They knew he was clean. Why were they hassling him over ammunition he had a right to have? My. Continuing. 7 countries want to buy Iron Dome. Israel official says several countries have expressed interest in buying missile defense systems for their own use. A year and 5 months after the Iron Dome intercepted its first rocket, Israel President Shimon Peres has awarded the inventors of the aerial defense system the Israel Defense Prize for 2012. The system, which boasts an 80% success rate, has spared residents of southern Israel from bodily harm and has saved their towns from extensive property damage. The Israel Army currently owns 4 Iron Dome batteries and is expected to obtain 2 additional ones by the end of the year. Watchman comment, one of many 666 signs that are before you in today's pre-apocalypse world. Matthew chapter 24, verse 6, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Continuing. University researchers develop a technique to remotely control cockroaches. Yuck. While this is supposedly to be used for positive purposes, namely to find survivors in a building destroyed by an earthquake, I think it's quite obvious that this is not the only 666 thing it could be used for. With an increasing demand for small robots capable of navigating tight spaces, it wouldn't be the least bit surprising to see this type of technology used by the military or law enforcement. An electronic interface is placed on the cockroach's back, thus allowing them to remotely steer the cockroaches. Continuing. Exposing the lies of the 2012 Democrat Communist Socialist Homosex Convention. A record 88,921,000 Americans not in labor force, 119,000 fewer employed in August than July. The Labor Department counts a missing person as not in the civilian labor force if they are at least 16 years old and are not in the military or an institution such as a prison, medical hospital, or nursing home, and have not actively looked for a job in the last 4 weeks. Watchman comment, let me repeat. There was a record 88,920,000 Americans not in the labor force, of which 119,000 fewer employed in August than in July. My, oh my. Continuing. Palestinian leader says government short of funds. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that government employees will not receive full salaries this month because donor countries have not delivered promised aid. The U.S. and Arab countries have failed to come through this year with the aid money they have pledged, leaving the Palestinian Authority that governs much of the West Bank in a budgetary shortfall that has contributed to rising prices and delays in payment of government salaries. Watchman comment, is this not just too bad? It is an election year, don't you know? And it seems Obama cannot give his Muslim bunnies money. It might reveal who he really is, huh? Continuing. Japan. Fishermen troubled by cesium-tainted Pacific cod. With the peak season for Pacific cod approaching, people in the fishing industry in Aomori Prefecture are struggling under fishing restraints implemented after radioactive cesium was detected over central government limits in Pacific cod caught in the Pacific Ocean. Fishermen began voluntarily refraining from shipments of the fish last June, and the central Japan government issued an order to restrain from shipments on August 27th. It is believed that the polluted cod may have swum to the area from the sea off Fukushima Prefecture. Radioactive cesium at a level of 160 becquerels per kilogram beyond the nation's limit of 100 becquerels was detected in Pacific cod. Watchman comment, do you believe my warnings about not eating seafood now that the Pacific Ocean is contaminated with radiation, while the U.S. Gulf Coast is contaminated with oil and the oil dispersant corrects us? Yuck. If it's in the cod, which are fish that travel about mid-level in the ocean, what's it going to be like on the bottom of the ocean where the bottom feeders are? Yuck. Continuing, CDC's zombie apocalypse propaganda positions vaccines as saviors, citizens as helpless, disarmed victims in FEMA camps. The CDC is the Center for Disease Control, don't you know? You know the folks who bring you dangerous vaccines and false pandemics? Though they actually suggest you create an emergency preparedness kit, which in reality is useful. The zombies, of course, are a false reality. Instead of defending yourself, the CDC novel suggests you make your way to what is essentially a FEMA camp, an area surrounded by wire fencing where masses of people sleep on cots in a gymnasium-style staging area. But of course, the zombie apocalypse is halted in the CDC novel, predictably by, guess what? A vaccine. Oh, boy. Yep, the CDC's amazing scientists are depicted as developing a miracle vaccine that halts the zombie infection and saves the world. Watchman comment, and they can't believe in Jesus Christ and a God, and they believe in this stuff? My. Continuing, there's no mention of the mercury side effects in the story or the effects of chemical adjuvants that cause convulsions, paralysis, and even autism in some people. Watchman comment, but of course, why would they tell you the truth and scare you away from their dangerous vaccines? They cannot make any big bucks if you know the truth and refuse their yucky vaccines. The CDC's world-saving vaccines are, of course, to be injected into all the people in the FEMA camp, but not before an attack wave by the zombies that's fended off by the U.S. military. In the end, the main character of the novel suddenly awakens. The whole thing was a bad dream, kind of like all the fiction surrounding the H5N1 hysteria pushed by the CDC and the WHO and some of the Obama administration stuff. But anyway, the character remembers one thing. It's important to be prepared, except he still has no shotgun. My. The novel is, of course, pure government propaganda. More importantly, it's a recipe for being culled out of the human population. And that's the point of the FEMA camps, don't you know? If you can find them. Or maybe the 666 FEMA camps will find you. Some say they actually exist, don't you know? 666, the end times, the last days, they're upon you. And that's the truth. Continuing. Exposing CDC lies. 18 people died of the flu, not 36,000, as claimed by the CDC. Headlines cry out, the flu season is here. The one persistent fact that will be shoved across is every year in the U.S., 36,000 people die of the flu. We've all read and heard that figure over and over again. It's a necessary statistic for the CDC, don't you know? They need to promote it. They need to convince the population that seasonal flu is dangerous. They can't make any money if they can't sell you your flu shot. The American people don't understand that it's a lie, a grossly manufactured delusion that bears no resemblance to reality. In December of 2005, the British Medical Journal published a shocking report by Peter Doshi, which spelled out the delusion and created tremors throughout the halls of the CDC. Here's a quote from Doshi's report. Quote, according to CDC statistics, influenza and pneumonia took 62,034 lives in 2001, 61,777 of which were attributed to pneumonia and 257 to the flu. And in only 18 cases was the flu virus positively identified, close quote. You see, the CDC has created one category that combined flu and pneumonia deaths. Why did they do that? Because they assumed that the pneumonia deaths were complications stemming from the flu, or they were being tricky. This is an absurd assumption. Pneumonia has a number of causes, but even worse, in all the flu and pneumonia deaths, only 18 were traced directly to a flu virus. My. Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Continuing. 56% of New York City abortions are repeats. Not only that, 41% of all pregnancies in New York City end in abortion and are largely the result of repeated abortions. The highest rate of abortion in New York City is in the Manhattan, Chelsea, Clinton neighborhood, where 67% of pregnancies end in abortion. Most shocking, in 2009, a full 56% of abortions were second abortions, repeated abortions. Not to mention that 38% were paid for by Medicaid. These statistics expose the lie of the liberal notion that abortions can be safe, legal, and rare. Rare is obviously not a priority for groups that are happy to perform abortion on demand, and far too many women are using abortion as a method of birth control. Watchman comment, remember this, a baby in the womb is a human allowed and created by God, not just by one human male and one human female. God is involved. Amen. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write SIGNS spelled SIGNS PO Box 122. Town is Lyle, spell that LISLE. State New York, abbreviate NY, zip 137. 97. Leave your return address off and enclose cash if you like to remain anonymous. I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the SIGNS radio programs on the air. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Unleashed Demonic Hordes of the Abyss. These are demons speaking in the book of Luke chapter 4 and verse 34. Let us alone! What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. My friends, the first woe of the tribulation period has to do with the demonic legions which are presently held prisoner in the bottomless pit called the abyss. The demonic world is quite aware of this prison, and when Jesus walked on this earth in his humanity, the demonic legions feared greatly, and they begged Jesus not to send them to that horrible prison before the day of the Lord, which will be at hand quite shortly, don't you know? Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, chapter 28 through 32, Mark chapter 1, verse 23 through 27, chapter 5, 1 through 14, James chapter 2, verse 19. The demonic hosts, my friends, who presently are detained in this bottomless abyss, were placed there by Almighty Yahweh for their transgressions and heavily rebellious attitude against Almighty Yahweh and His eternal sovereignty. They were placed there after the Noah flood for their part in leading men to global rebellion against the Creator and His natural laws. Genesis chapter 6, Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 17, Ezekiel 28, verses 12 through 19, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, Jude chapter 1, verse 6. These insane supernatural beings, which transcend the realms of time and space, are more powerful and intelligent than man can even imagine. These godless beings, in their psychotic rage and violence, will seek once again to dominate and plague men, preparing all of humanity for the third woe which is to come. These demonic legions fully comprehend the hour in which they now occupy, and know that their time is dreadfully and fearfully short, for they know well the torture of the abyss. These soon-to-be-released demonic hordes from the abyss prison are insane and delusional, and they know quite well the impending judgment and doom that awaits them in the lake of fire forever and ever. It is their sole intention to discredit Almighty God's word and promises and to torment and take as many humans with them to their eternal hell abode as possible. Matthew chapter 8, verse 29, also chapter 25, verse 41, Mark chapter 1, verse 24, also chapter 5, verse 7, Luke chapter 4, verse 34. So get right and get ready, as the coming battle, my friends, between good and evil is nearer now than it ever was before. Get your hearts right before God, and you have nothing to worry about from those demonic hordes. So if you're not saved, don't you think now is a good time to get saved? Unless you want to be vulnerable to those demonic hordes that I just spoke about, check out Romans chapter 10. It tells you how to do it. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear listening friends. Amen and amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now, a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Evans.
There's only one way to get saved, the Bible says, by receiving Jesus Christ personally as your Lord. It's that simple. Now confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Believe it in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says you are saved.
My friends, when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Then please tune in this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. Here's the address to write again. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 122 L-I-S-L-E-N-Y 13797.
Hi, Brother Johnson. I'm calling from Raymond, Maine. I listen to you at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just wanted to say that many of the truths you speak, the Holy Spirit has shown me as well and friends of mine as to what's going on in the world. In James 5, 1 through 8, the Holy Spirit has shown me, and it shows the wicked rich man that will soon be judged by the Almighty when he returns very soon. It's very encouraging. With all the overtaxation and all the theft and fraud and corruption that's filling the earth like it once did before. Anyway, God bless.
I couldn't agree more. Thanks for the call, my friend, Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. Here's the number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. If you get a busy signal, I can't afford more than one line. Please keep hitting your redial until you get through. Here comes the number. 1-6-0-7 2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all of you who send your love gifts to keep this program on the air. God bless you, my friends. Signs listeners are the best.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.